This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're a Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom, no relation. That was Nikki French with I Surrender.
I mean, Eurovision who?
Eurovision me? Eurovision
that,
you.
That was a bop.
It was a bop, and thanks for the message in saying that the tunes are banging, because you're not wrong. They're absolutely banging. They're not the only thing banging in this studio this afternoon, are they, Tom?
I mean, the day's still young.
I just wanted to throw you a really ridiculous segue there and see where you take it.
See where, yeah, you're just learning all your lessons from D&I.
Yeah, absolutely. But enough of our silliness. We are joined on the phone by our first guest this afternoon, Mama Alto. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Now, you are going to be telling us about Iridescent, which is a queer people of colour and queer first people's art and culture festival that is happening right now. It all kicked off on Monday and it's going through till Friday the 29th. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's just fabulous. It's just such a wonderful festival to be involved in. And it's all happening down at Hares and Hyenas on Johnson Street, which has been a long time community hub, performance space, and just all around fabulous space for our community. Mm. And there's a wonderful Noongar Yamatji artist named Mark Nanup. And he had the idea, what if we held a festival that featured the excellence, the beauty, the talents, the power of queer people of colour and queer First Nations, Indigenous, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, bringing us all together. Because what happens for a lot of us, we often don't get to mix or network or socialise or work together. We seem to only get to meet each other in crowded green rooms backstage at events or in conference sessions talking about health and medical and legal issues, or on dance floors where the music's really loud and we've had a bit to drink, so it's hard to get to know each other or get to know each other's art. And when we do have our own solo shows or group shows or exhibitions or performances, often we're all performing at the same time in different places, so we don't really get to see much of each other. And so bringing everyone together for this festival, we've got 6 keynote performance events, which started with opening night on Monday. And we've got some amazing, we've got a gala performance this Friday. We've got a big Indigenous performance night this Saturday, spoken word night on Sunday, comedy night next week, as well as during the day, amazing social events, afternoon tea sessions and poetry workshops, arts workshops and free photography sessions where you can come and get a great headshot for your performance promo or just for your Tinder or Grindr profile. And it's just a great opportunity for queer people of colour and queer first peoples to take centre stage. Everybody's welcome in the audience, but it's going to be queer people of colour holding the mic. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, right, which is truly excellent. And I think you really touched on something there. And it's not often that you get a chance to really bring everyone together into the one location. And Hares and Hyenas have been such a fabulous supporter of so many communities, within the Rainbow umbrella. So what a great place to have that. Why do you think it is so important for the communities to have this opportunity to come together?
I mean, the experience of a lot of artists who are queer people of colour or who are queer First Nations mob is that often when we participate in a lineup of artists, we might be the token one or the token two, and we're just there, you know, tick the diversity box, that's great. We thought, what if we just make the entire festival that is a diversity box and just celebrate and love ourselves stupid? That might be amazing.
There's nothing wrong with loving yourself stupid.
So far, the artists and the audiences are really loving that. And audiences from all walks of life have been really loving that. And the other reason why a festival like this with the social events and some of these workshop and skills development events is so important is because we still see far too much in our community that kind of casual racism, that kind of no spice, no rice idea that we might see splashed across dating profiles. And we still see that really causing obstacles for us. We still see a lot of obstacles in trying to get ahead in our working life, in our performing careers, without being tokenized. So the social events and the workshops and skills events during the day are just so great for that stuff. The performance events are so great to enable so many people to strut their stuff, to get together, to know each other, to get to know broader audiences. We just thought this is going to be an all-round good thing. And we got a lot of support behind us from Globe, from Switchboard, from the Pride Events Fund, from Department of Premier and Cabinet, and from Multicultural Events Fund from the state government. So a few people and many, many more behind the scenes, different people came together to work this out and put together a spectacular program. So if you are a queer person of colour, a queer First Nations person, or someone that loves us and wants to support us and come along and have a great time, we're there every night until November 29th at Hares and Hyenas, and you can find the full program at facebook.com/iridescentqpoc. But I'll tell you why we called it iridescent, shall I?
That's Go one of my on, favorite please stories. Do.
When we sat down with the programming committee months and months ago trying to figure out, okay, if we bring Mark and Crusader and Hares and Hyenas' vision of this festival to life, what are we going to call it? We went through so many names, lists, thesauruses, dictionaries, Wikipedia, trying to get inspiration for names. And when we found one of the dictionary definitions of iridescent is that it's something that appears to be one colour when you look at it from a distance. But when you look up close, when you put it into the sunlight, when you shine a spotlight on it, it's actually shining all colours of the rainbow. So we loved that as a name for this festival.
Yeah, no, that's really brilliant. Hi, Mama. Tom here. Now, you brought up some amazing points there. There's actually so much to work with. And I was wondering, particularly around the social events that are connected to this, are you finding that the conversation around queer people of colour is different in this space than when, say, you might be considered more of a tokenistic element to another festival?
Well, yeah, that's true. And, you know, a lot of us choose to engage in many different spaces, but sometimes if you're that one queer person of colour on a discussion panel at an event, or that one queer person of colour at a networking or social event, you spend a lot of that time answering people's questions, educating people about often very basic things. Now, that's okay if you've got the time and energy to do that, because everyone should ask questions and learn. But there's something very special about being in, and a lot of LGBTI people, regardless of who you are, will understand this on a sexuality and gender level. There's something very special about getting to have a social occasion where you're on the same page with everyone already understands you. They're not going to ask things that might make you uncomfortable. They're not going to put pressure on you to educate or share your traumas, because you all come from a similar place. And that, for a lot of queer people, is why people love queer events, because it gives you that space to let your hair down like that. We wanted to create a similar thing for a lot of groups in the community who don't often get that. So our social event with an amazing Hares and Hyenas tea, coffee and beverages package provided for free for attendees, we looked at community discussions that we'd been part of. We looked at social media and we said, who are the groups who are saying, where are our spaces? Where are the people with power and money making space for us to come and hang out and be ourselves and connect? So we put together, there's social events for trans and gender diverse people of colour. There's social events for queer people of colour and rainbow mob who have disability. There's a social event for people with lived experience of seeking asylum and refugee background. There's events for people who are migrants, temporary, permanent, permanent residents, student visiting visas, to talk about their experiences navigating that kind of space. Mm. And it's rare for them to be able to comfortably talk about these things without having to educate other people. In these environments, they just get to come and be and be comfortable, connect with each other, come from a place of mutual understanding and support.
That's really brilliant. And so is it a space that people who are not part of that intersection can come and just experience, say, the culture and the stories without asking questions, without trying to sort of it being that imposed culture?
Yes. So our social events during the day, those are for those target communities, and they happen in a separate space at Hares and Hyenas. But our performance and workshop events, they are open for people to come along and listen, absorb, get to know and connect, because that's a really important thing too, to be able to connect in ways that aren't tokenized or educative, and you actually just get to enjoy the brilliance of what someone is. And a lot of our audience on opening night were people from all walks of life who just loved that they got to see a lineup where everyone was so happy, so comfortable, able to connect and express themselves and really learn a lot about some of these people through their art without them having to answer awkward questions or have someone touch their curly hair without consent or all these kind of things.
What I love too, Mama Alto, is that it's very inclusive ticket pricing throughout the event. So if you feel like you want to come along to this sort of thing, but you might not have the financial needs, do head to that Facebook page and have a look at things, because there is pay what you can options for some events and stuff. So there's no excuse not to get involved if you'd love to.
Yeah, and a lot of our events for the community are free because it's a festival for them. So we thought, why not? One of my favourite things we're doing is that photography day on Monday, where queer people of colour, people from diverse backgrounds, mixed race people, First Nations, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander people are welcome to come along. We'll be there from 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. with our amazing professional photographer taking studio portraits, because one of the big obstacles for people in applying for jobs, in their CVs, in auditions, in trying to get booked for performances or gigs, or once you've got those things, trying to promote them, is that the obstacle of having great images and great photography, which is often very expensive and often difficult to find the right match, we're offering that to people from our communities for free, because that is something that develops and uplifts and empowers communities. So that is one of my favourite and very passion project moments of this festival.
Look, good on you. You've all done such a great job. Mm. A big shout to everyone who's been involved in putting this all together. It's no mean feat to put a festival like this together. Mama Alto, could you give us that Facebook page one more time for anyone who wants to have a look and see what events are on?
Definitely. Well, there's two ways to look at our events and programs. One is to go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/iridescentqpoc, or you can head to the Hares and Hyenas events website, which has a calendar where you can click and see all the different events, and that is at wordisout.com.au.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Mama Alto. Very much appreciated, and all the best. Now, that is running all the way through till Friday the 29th of November.
Plenty of time to get there. It's amazing weather out there, so it's a perfect chance to get out to some of these events.
It is. Thank you, Mama Alto.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.